Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that we don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
He saved my life, and at least on paper, he gave me a chance to fight for vindication.
He wasn't given a fair trial.
If I did what I did and I was an employee of anybody else, I'd have been canned the next day.
Under this president and this administration, we're going to defend the police.
All black lives should matter, and all lives should matter.
America better wake up.
America better wake up, and I'm back, baby. Good Tuesday morning to you. Ladies, how are you?
Hey, good morning.
We're good. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good to be back. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So much has happened in a week. I kind of unplugged and went out into the wilderness and wandered around, got into a fight with a tree branch, had a great time.
I noticed that on one of your pictures. It looked like the tree branch might have won.
It did. It did. Those tree branches in the Glacier National Park are tough,
Ooh,
I'm telling you.
Man.
Tough.
Next time, face shield.
If I just had my face shield on,
yeah,
I would have been okay. Thank you for pointing that out. Who knew how important those things could be?
Yeah. Oh. Protect you from corona and the branches.
Mm. Yep, that's
safety
true.
First.
That's true. Yeah. So I went out west and went to Glacier National Park and got to spend a week out there. It's fantastic. Got to go to Mount Rushmore. Which
so
was
cool.
Just awe-inspiring. And did you know, I don't know if you knew this or not, have either of you been to Mount Rushmore?
No.
Nope.
So about 15 miles from Mount Rushmore, they're building a monument to Chief Crazy Horse.
Okay.
Out of a mountain, and they've been working on it since like 1948.
Hmm.
And one of the guys who's was the sculptor on Mount Rushmore, started this thing in 1948. He died a few years ago. His family has kind of taken over the effort. And that they're building what's going to be a fantastic monument to Chief Crazy Horse, about 15 miles from Mount Rushmore.
Hmm.
It's impressive to see. The thing about it is, it's taken them so long. I mean, honestly, this mountain is huge. And they're not just doing his face. They're doing it like he's pointing out into the future ahead of him, I guess. And he's sitting on top of a horse. At this point, since 1948, all they've managed to get done is his face. So I don't even know if this thing's going to be done before I'm gone. I mean, honestly, we told our young daughter we had with us, we're like, you know, maybe one of these days you can bring your kids back here and this thing will be done.
It'll be
it's
finished.
Taking them forever. It's unbelievable. But just thought I'd point that out.
Sounds
given what's
cool.
Going on around the world and talking about tearing down monuments and statues and all that stuff. And there is a huge monument to Chief Crazy Horse, who we should point out, you know, defeated General Custer at the Battle of the Little Bighorn, not very far from there. So I thought it was interesting.
That is cool.
Yep.
Something to put on your list the next time you're just randomly driving through South Dakota. honestly, beautiful state. I've been there years ago, but I'd forgotten how beautiful all of it was. And it was good to just kind of get away and unplug and hike a little bit and boat a little bit. It was just beautiful.
Sounds nice. Yeah, your pictures are beautiful.
Yeah, you needed that break. That was awesome.
I did. Thank you. had a great time. Of course, was chomping at the bit over the whole Roger Stone commutation, which was interesting.
I'm sure that's not the only thing.
Yeah, among other
things. The arsenal
is
ready to go.
At least the Roger Stone thing's fresh. Yeah. Like, you've got a week's worth of ammo.
I know. The McCloskey story, which I wasn't able to, you know, get to or talk about when they went and confiscated their guns, which is just crazy. We're going to talk about that a little later this morning. We've got, it's 2A Tuesday, and we're looking forward to getting John Schleifarth on here. He's a local attorney who advises people on their Second Amendment rights, basically. He works for U.S. Law Shield, and I can't wait to get him on here just to talk to him about this. Because, you know, how many of us would have done the same thing the McCloskeys did to protect your property? That's what they did. And, you know, McCloskey's been all over the place. He was on Tucker again yesterday talking about what's happened to him. And, I mean, I thought this was, his comments on it were fascinating because he pointed out a hard truth. The mainstream media, for that matter, the local media in many cases, have absolutely worked to destroy this man's reputation. But forget the fact that there were people in the crowd who were armed. McCloskey pointed out this weekend, hey, guess what? I happen to work for myself. But imagine what would have happened to me if I worked for an employer. And he's right. He would have been fired over this. People's lives are being destroyed by the media in this country right now, and it's worth talking about. You know, the other thing that I'll mention here, not to bore you to death with vacation stories this morning. You're fortunate that I don't have a slideshow to show you. but I have to tell you that I flew to Montana, but I drove back.
Mm-hmm.
In my long travels through airports, through the state of Montana, through the state of through North and South Dakota, a clip of that, Wyoming, Iowa, a little corner of Nebraska, through all of this, I didn't see a single Joe Biden sticker or sign or T-shirt or anything for that matter. But I will tell you this, particularly in South Dakota, every little town you went through either had a T-shirt shop or a tent set up selling Trump gear. It was an amazing thing to see. The reaction, because of course the president went to Mount Rushmore over the July 4th weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Fireworks, all that good stuff there. And I mean, I couldn't find anything for Joe Biden. And yet I'm seeing these polls where Democrats are, you know, apparently quietly confident that Biden has some big lead in the polls. I'm telling you, this is 2016 all over again. Mm-hmm. And you know, that maybe the state of South Dakota and Montana and Wyoming, which are more traditionally red states, aren't reflective of the nationwide mood. I wouldn't argue that with somebody that they are, but you might say, well, they've always gone Republican in these areas. But to travel through all of that and not see, there is a lack of enthusiasm for this guy. I'm just telling you. People know that the elevator's not going all the way to the top. So I'm glad I'm back, and I've got lots to talk about, as you can tell. So we'll get to all that and more coming up here in just a few minutes. 314-241-9797. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I moved over to assist the police and the medics there. Got a tourniquet on the guy. He was able to leave and he was conscious and breathing, but the other guy was in very critical condition.
Wow. How about that? Former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens responded to a fatal shooting yesterday. He was eating pizza right there off of North Grand at Vito's near the SLU campus when he heard the sound of automatic gunfire and ran outside. Channel 5 got that interview with him, and kudos to them for getting that. That's something.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I read the story and I'm thinking to myself, this is so Eric Greitens. He had an emergency tourniquet kit in his car.
Part of his training, right?
I guess. Do you carry one of those?
No.
Do you?
No. I mean, I've got one because okay. we did a piece on it one time with somebody who was manufacturing these things and making them available to the public and trying to offer classes on what to do in the event that you happen to be around when a shooting incident happens, like a mass shooting of some sort. Mm-hmm. The point being, they think more people should have that skill set. Because the first few minutes after a shooting are critical to your survival. And their argument is if more people knew how to do these things, more lives might be saved.
Right. Well, I vaguely remember that segment. Yeah, that was cool.
But by the way, the kit is there by my desk if you need it.
Oh, okay.
I'm just supposed
to be in your car.
So you're prepared.
No, I should have put it in my car, but it's still sitting there, I believe, on top of one of my file cabinets. But Eric Greitens had one. He was having lunch with a former friend. Apparently, they had served together in the military. I think they said he was a retired member of the St. Louis Fire Department.
Mm-hmm.
And, listen to what he had to say. Cut 22, please.
I'm a Navy SEAL. I served in places like Iraq and Afghanistan. I think what's so upsetting about tonight is that this is what you expect in places like Iraq and Afghanistan. You expect to hear semi-automatic and automatic gunfire. And here we are in the city of St. Louis at Lindland Grand, and you've got two more shot bodies, one looking very bad, on the street right here outside of St. Louis University.
Pretty sad, isn't it? That's the situation we find ourselves in these days. That you have to be prepared like you might be if you were in Fallujah while you're having pizza at Vito's Pizza Place. I mean, I'm not laughing at the situation. One of the guys died at the scene. The other one apparently that they helped treat survived. No word on who did the shooting, but oddly enough, if indeed it was automatic gunfire, as was reported, whoever did it illegally. In the meantime, you know, Lida and gang are worried about the people camping outside of City Hall, where they're calling for her removal, resignation.
That's been a bit of a mess. I'm sure you've been following that. I mean, people got assaulted and maimed for trying to do their job moving cars and things.
Yes.
So that is something that should be focused on as well. But also, shootings are a big problem.
That's true. And apparently a Channel 4 crew was threatened on Sunday. Yeah. I saw.
Yeah, Sunday, it was unfortunate. I was at Riverport, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, and I kept getting alerts about protests downtown. I'm like, well, that is a bummer, and we are taking a different way home.
Yeah, no kidding.
No kidding. And how was the Nelly concert, by the way?
Freaking awesome. I highly recommend the Live Nation drive-in series out at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. It was very cool. We got there early, but it's like a tailgate, so we had snacks and hung out. There was a DJ, and we were front row. You could see him. The sound was awesome. Well worth it.
So I'm assuming that they just set up a stage out in one of the big parking lots. Is that what they did?
Yes. So they set the stage up right in front of where the gates would be, like a little bit to the left. And then they sell out the parking spots, and you basically get three spots to yourself. And then you can go online and order, like type in your spot number, and they'll bring you food and T-shirts, whatever. You can order it all on your phone, and they'll bring it to you.
That's a great idea.
Love it.
It was very, very cool. I didn't know what to expect, but I highly recommend it.
Good. See how we improvise, adapt, overcome. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, for sure.
I love that. Now, Sammy Hagar should have done that, and I could still be going to his concert in August.
Well, maybe he will. You never know.
So disappointed. Yeah, no.
He'll be back.
Just cancel the whole thing. Bums me out. Hey, we'll get to your calls coming up. 314-241-9797.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He wasn't given a fair trial. It's not a fair trial. He wasn't given another trial. Should have been given another trial.
There's the president on Roger Stone. Talking about the fact that, of course, he commuted his sentence. The left, they're losing their collective minds. Even Bob Mueller came out and put a piece in, was it the New York Times? Blasting the decision to commute this sentence. Again, a process crime. Just like the General Flynn case. A situation where Roger Stone would not have been charged with anything had the witch hunt Mueller investigation not been going on. Why is this not obvious to anybody else? And here's the interesting thing. Remember what Mueller said after he released his report. Remember this. Hold on.
Now, I hope and expect this to be the only time that I will speak to you in this manner. I am making that decision myself. No one has told me whether I can or should testify or speak further about this matter. There has been discussion about an appearance before Congress. Any testimony from this office would not go beyond our report.
Thank you. So there's Mueller who said, here's my report. It stands. There was no conspiracy here. There was no attempt by the president to conspire with Russia to win the election. There was none of that. And then Roger Stone is suddenly he's one of the many people the left will trot out as an example of wrongdoing on the part of this administration. Really? Roger Stone wasn't convicted of anything to do with Russia collusion. I hate to be the one to point that out to the left, but he wasn't. He was not charged with any underlying crime of coordinating with Russia. He was charged with supposedly trying to cover up tweets that he made about Wikipedia or something, or WikiLeaks. That's it. They were going to send this old man to prison for 40 months over this. Remember what happened when Roger Stone was arrested? Do you guys remember that the images on CNN, which oddly enough, yes. CNN was the one that got the scoop on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they knew what was happening before anyone knew what was happening.
It was like the Elian Gonzalez case. Do you guys remember that, either of you, during the Clinton administration?
No.
No. So
little boy manages to get over here on a boat from Cuba, and the Clinton administration goes into the Cuban community down in Miami, finds him hiding in a closet, and there's this memorable image of an armed agent with a semi-automatic weapon in his hands, or maybe a fully automatic weapon, and this little boy cowering in a closet. Mm-hmm. They returned him to communist Cuba after his mother risked her life to bring him to this country. It was similar to that, because Roger Stone's house is surrounded by umpteen dozens of FBI agents who raided it in the middle of the night. His poor wife was standing outside in her bathrobe, and here's Roger Stone in his bedclothes outside of their house. All they had to do was let his attorney know they were coming, and they'd have been welcome to come in. The way this was treated, the way Stone was treated, is a travesty. And anybody who disagrees with me, I would argue you should go Google the words Mark Rich, who Bill Clinton completely pardoned right at the end of his presidency, right after Mark Rich's wife contributed millions of dollars to the Bill Clinton Presidential Library. And this guy was accused of, I'm trying to remember what it was. They were like $48 million in tax fraud or something like that. He was hiding in Switzerland. And oh, by the way, Eric Holder was a deputy attorney general advising Clinton on pardons when all that went down. And James Comey was the prosecutor for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan who prosecuted Rich. Just a little historical background for you there. So it's always good to know your history. The outrage over the Roger Stone thing is ridiculous. They're now calling for congressional hearings because the president exercised his constitutional authority to commute the sentence of Roger Stone, who was another victim of the left-wing witch hunt into no Russian collusion. Just crazy. Just crazy. Hey, by the way, a couple folks on the line here holding. Let me get to Don on line two. Don, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark. How you doing?
I'm great. What's going on?
Hey, I just finished a cross-country solo bicycle ride, and I do it to raise money for a local veterans charity, the Joshua Chamberlain Society.
Oh, wow.
And what was pretty amazing, because I crossed California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Kentucky, Illinois, and Virginia, and all I saw were Trump signs. everywhere, so all across the country.
And, wait a minute. You said California. Did you see Trump signs in California?
Oh yeah, everywhere.
Wow. Don, I know. I appreciate you putting this in context because. For people who weren't listening, I pointed out that I just got back from a trip out west. I'm lazy, unlike Don, who rode a bike. I was in a car, but I passed through airports, and I passed through Montana and Wyoming and Nebraska and Iowa and South Dakota. And all the way back here, I never saw a single Joe Biden sticker, yard sign, T-shirt, nothing.
No, not at all. And you know, on a bicycle, it was about 3,300 miles I rode, and so you're going pretty slow, so you have lots of time to look. And I found it, and everybody I would talk to, they're like, "Well, I voted once in my life, and this is going to be the second time, and it's going to be for Trump." And it was just an interesting phenomenon, you know, to see just everything Trump.
Yeah, well, I'm stockpiling. Coloring books because the left is going to need some serious safe spaces come November. I truly believe that.
Hey, I'm still I raised money for this local veterans charity here in St. Louis. Can I give a plug for
please do.
I had a blog going, and it's www.donaldforth.weebly.com, and there's links on there that people can make donations and But it was pretty cool, and 100% of your donation goes straight to these veterans here locally here in St. Louis.
And what do they do for the vets?
So the Joshua Chamberlain Society, they support or adopt these severely wounded veterans for life. Many of them are quadra amputees and major head injuries and things like that, and they support them for the rest of their lives and any kind of, we'll call them kitchen table type of needs that they have, you know, bills, and, you know, some have built homes and different type of education requirements and vehicles and things. And they do a lot of good for these guys.
Wow. Hey, what an effort, Don. Thank you for calling in this morning. And again, that's Donald Forth, FORTH.weebly.com. And I just looked at the website here. Fantastic effort, sir. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you.
You bet. Yeah. Thank you for the phone call. That's amazing. I'll admit to it. I was complaining yesterday that I had car butt after riding 1,500 miles in a car on the way home.
Yeah, that's the way to get it.
Yep.
And Don rode a bike across the country.
Yeah, that's worse.
Yep.
I'm a wimp.
I'm worse on the rear end than sitting in a car.
Bikes hurt your butt so
I know.
I had to ride like, 15, 16 miles one time on a bike on the Katy Trail because we underestimated the distance we had to travel. And I remember complaining about it the next day, and Don rode from coast to coast
to
raise money for veterans. Fantastic.
Impressive. Right on, Don.
That's fantastic. Yep. Hey, is Charles still on line one?
He is.
Charles, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark. It's good to hear from you again.
Thank you.
Your vacation, by the way, caught my attention because of where you went. And I think I remember putting a post up, is that Flathead Lake? And or something about that. And you sat there and said, yeah, that's the moonrise over Flathead Lake. I didn't quite recognize it. And I recognized where you were at. I'm kind of surprised that you even came back.
I will have to tell you, Charles, I found my people. My people live in Montana, and I know I have a lot of people that live here. I went to a rodeo when I was out there in Columbia Falls, Montana. They have rodeos. They have bars, and behind like half the bars in Montana, there are rodeo arenas. And I went to a rodeo.
That's cool.
You know, I didn't know what to. I've been to rodeos before. I figured I'm going to see some roping and some bronking bucks and all that. Well, here's how the thing starts. They bring out these ladies on horses, each one of them holding a flag. They had the Montana state flag. Of course, they had the United States flag. And the lady starts galloping around the arena with the United States flag while the announcer talks about what America's all about and how these protesters have it wrong and how they support police in Montana. I had a tear in my eye by the time this thing was over. And I turned to my wife and I said, let's hire a real estate agent. Maybe we can move here. Honestly.
It was that movie. I love that place.
You might find this interesting. I am actually looking at property off of Flathead Lake. So, yeah, that caught my attention. It's nearby Glacier National Park. And, of course, it sounds like you may have touched Yellowstone. You haven't mentioned Yellowstone yet. But, yeah, it looks like you drove through that way on your way back. I saw your photograph, Mount Rushmore, and I looked that up, and I was like, he's still got 1,000 miles to go. Is he going to make it?
Charles, thank you for your phone call. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day.
Yes, sir. Well, we'll talk more about that soon. I do want to talk about the Mount Rushmore trip, the visit that I made there on Sunday. We'll get to all that and more coming up here. 314-241-9797.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That is, without a doubt, the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And I'm talking about the post. You heard Charles there, who called in a minute ago, talking about my post from Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
I really desperately wanted to go to Mount Rushmore because the president had been there for July 3rd, 4th, the flyovers and fireworks. And if you've never been there, it's just awe-inspiring. And you walk along the Trail of Presidents, and it explains why each one of these men had their face put up on this mountain back in the 1940s. I think they finished up in 41. And you realize that we wouldn't be the nation we are today without each and every one of them and the contributions they made to this country. And then you look at this outrageous debate as to whether or not Mount Rushmore, of course, is some tribute to white supremacy, or it's just the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. So I couldn't wait to go there and see it again. I've been there years ago. It's awe-inspiring. So I take a picture of myself, and
I put it on the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. America,
right? That's what I put on there because I was so proud to be there. And I thought it would be really funny to put on my Donald Trump face mask, right? Mm-hmm. Which I had with me because some places out there are requiring them these days. And some of the comments on Facebook, I'm stunned by this, right? They're criticizing me for wearing a mask.
Yep. Welcome back.
Wow.
I mean, some of my listeners, thanks for falling into line like one of the lemmings and wearing a mask. Why are you wearing a mask? You're outside. I'm like, for God's sake, people, read the post.
It was a picture.
Right.
I took a picture by Mount Rushmore where I'd like to see Donald Trump's face etched into the stone there just to the right of Lincoln. I wasn't wearing the mask outside for any purpose other than the fact that I wanted a picture
with
Trump,
my Trump
mask
on.
Right.
Yeah, no, the mask thing has turned into an us versus them, and you pick a side, and if you wear it or you don't wear it, like, you got to decide right now, Mark.
I know,
it's
apparently.
It's crazy how we're treating each other over this mask.
You know, there are 50-some comments on there. By the way, we're live on Facebook this morning, so feel free to go on there and check, and you can look at the post yourself.
The Mark Cox Show on Facebook.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. The Mark Cox Show on Facebook. Go check it out, like the page, and read some of the ridiculous comments where I got blasted for wearing a Donald Trump mask just because it was a mask. It's crazy. We got Tim Jones coming up in the next hour. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.